You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Jacksonites saw record snowfall at the beginning of this month, following a rough start to the season. KHOL's Jonte Philpola-Ankeny reports on current snow conditions in the region and potential avalanche hazards heading into spring.
Some areas of the Tetons saw over 3 feet of new snowfall in the first 3 days of the month, the most new snowfall this winter.
We went from having kind of a poor winter to completely 180, where we've been getting a pretty significant amount of snow, and we're actually a lot closer to the average snowfall.
Alex Drinkard is a forecaster with the Bridger Teton Avalanche Center. He says that although the snowfall is good for the region's average snowpack, relieving some concerns about drought conditions, the snowfall creates potentially unstable conditions for backcountry recreationists heading into spring.
As we say, snow doesn't like any sort of rapid change.
Current snow conditions are pretty stable, having settled since the record snowfall. But Drinkard says as temperatures begin to increase, instability increases as well. Top layers melt, revealing the weaker layers below, and new snowfall has a harder time bonding. The best way to stay safe while exploring the backcountry, Drinkard says, is to check the forecast before leaving, test the snow yourself once you arrive, and ski with a partner. For KHOL News, I'm Jonte Philpola-Ankeny.
Private well owners in Teton County have an opportunity to make sure their water is safe to drink. Tomorrow, Protect Our Water Jackson Hole and local high school students are holding a well water testing event for Wyoming's Know Your Well Day. Test kits will identify nitrates and E. coli bacteria, which can cause mild to severe health risks. In 2012, 1 in 8 drinking water tests from private wells in the county tested unsafe, positive for coliform bacteria. All Teton County residents relying on private wells are responsible for ensuring the water is safe to drink. Test kits are available for pickup at the Jackson Hole High School tomorrow from 4 to 6. Funding for the program comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Community Foundation of Jackson Hole. It's a way to get local high school students involved in water quality issues. A job training program for single moms is coming to the Tetons this spring. As the Public News Service's Eric Galatis reports, the Wyoming nonprofit has been helping women across the state climb out of poverty for decades.
As Climb Wyoming CEO Katie Hogarty explains, her team taps a wide range of community partners, including school counselors, soup kitchens, and clinics, to identify women in need. Climb then works with moms to find childcare they can trust, and the entire free training program can be completed in as little as 12 weeks.
We have a 98% graduation rate, and 86% of our graduates have doubled or even tripled their wages 2 years post-program. So we have really phenomenal outcomes for such a short training program.
1 in 4 Wyoming kids live in single-parent families, according to Wyoming Community Foundation data, and those kids are more likely to live in poverty compared to their peers in married parent families. Since 1986, Climb Wyoming has served more than 12,000 moms and 25,000 children. I'm Eric Galatis.
Applications are now open for the free training Focus on Office Careers, slated to kick off in mid-April. Commuters from Teton Valley, Pinedale, and Star Valley are encouraged to apply, as well as moms who speak English as their second language. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.